Hello, welcome to Electric Work Weekly. This week, we're all back again for the first time since about a month ago. So there's me, Matt, there's Scott, and there's Callum. I'm just going to do it for you because you never... I'm not doing it while you guys have to say your own name because it doesn't work. That's how it's going to be now.
Good, you've learned.
So Callum missed last week because he was pretending he had a social life. But so we thought we'd start with your predictions of what you want think's going to happen in the next season of Game of Thrones, Callum. Do you know, Jelly's prepared, or?
Yeah, me and Scott have already discussed this.
You've already discussed? Well, great. well
just because we come prepared.
I like to talk to my friends outside of this 1 hour a week.
Fine. What is it? What are they then? Go on then. You got three?
Only three.
Yeah.
Scott, what were they again?
You can't expect me to remember. This is your time.
Arya's going to bump into Melisandre.
Why?
Because Melisandre said that they were going to.
Oh, right, okay, cool.
Melisandre's... I'm going to stop saying that. Melisandre's wandering around, off on her own. And Arya's wandering around, off on her own in Westeros. So what the fuck else are those two characters going to do?
Well, she's not wandering around. She's on a tirade, getting pictures.
But they're going to bump into each other.
Do you reckon that she's going to kill the Hound even though he's already dead in her head?
Nope.
She could do.
They're his best buds. And I reckon they could join up with the Hound and the Brotherhood without Banners.
Alright. Could do. What else?
Melisandre and that other priest guy thing.
Is that an official prediction or is that a side?
That's a side prediction to that main prediction of Arya and Melisandre.
Okay.
What's your other one?
I think one of the ones was
fucking nothing interesting our season again.
Right, I'm not writing that down.
No, that's not a prediction. So that's too obvious.
Scott, I heard something the other day that was saying about how all the nice men always die, and Sam's the last real nice person, so he's gonna burn in his library. And I just thought, what if that happens? Scott would not watch it again.
No, because Dumbledore's saving us in Hogwarts.
Okay.
That's a joke, because it fucking looks like Hogwarts.
Did it?
Yes. Like surprise, weren't any moving staircases in that fucker.
Okay. Anyway, what are the other two? Or one, if you can't understand
I remember one of yours was the first time we see Daenerys this season, she was going to do something. Do you remember?
No, she's stepping foot on Westeros like the first episode.
See, I don't... Yeah, you can make that prediction, but I think she might have a couple of episodes where she's sailing still.
Nah, I was thinking that, but... Because I know Scott's prediction is going to be a sea battle with the other Greyjoys.
Hmm.
But that's not enough time for that guy to have built 1,000 ships on an island with no trees. There's just not enough time for him to have done that. I mean, 1,000 ships is a big fucking order, and it's been, what, like a couple of weeks since that happened? So that can fuck off.
I guess.
So I was thinking, like, well, maybe an episode of them talking and getting ready and just chatting and shit. And then maybe at the end of that episode, they'll see Westeros, or she'll step... And then the second episode, we opens up with her stepping foot, and you see her... naked foot on the sand or some gay shit like that.
Her naked foot. I don't know why that sounds weird. Anyway.
Barefoot.
To be fair, the guy, yeah, that's the right word to say it. I knew it was sounding weird. The guy doesn't have to build 1,000 ships. You can do like 500, it'll be fine. He doesn't need to.
I don't know.
He said 1,000. He made a pretty big deal about that.
Fine.
Yeah, and Daenerys has, I think, quite a few.
Yeah, she does. But
she doesn't even need them anymore. She doesn't need them anymore after she gets to Westeros.
I know.
Well, she can do what... Well, attempt to do what Stannis did and try to take King's Landing from the water.
Doesn't work very well, usually, though. Although Cersei did use all the wildfire on that.
No, she didn't use all the wildfire.
I thought she used all... I thought it was all already pretty much used
the
on...
Mad King, Jamie said the Mad King had stashes all over the city rigged for the entire city to blow. Cersei only utilised the stash under the Sept.
No, but
and all
no.
only blew up the Sept.
Yes, but so, I thought they'd moved them since then, i.e. like when Tyrion used them to build the boats.
Nah. I reckon there's still a few. I reckon there'll be a few stashes about.
I think
I don't think all of it's been used.
I think when Tyrion was getting them, I think they were making new Wildfire.
Because
I think Cersei has like commissioned him to make some more.
Yeah, and he said, you know, I'll answer to her. You answer to me or something.
Yeah.
Right. Does anyone remember this on the TV show? But in the book, in the second book, Tyrion, when he... I know you haven't read the book, that's why I'm telling you what's in the book. Right. Tyrion, when he becomes a hand, gets all the blacksmiths to make a big long chain, and that's all they do.
Yeah, he traps them in the Blackwater. Once they're all in the bay, he raises it and then releases the fire so they can't get away.
Oh, I wondered what that... I couldn't remember that at all. But, yeah. Okay, cool. Because like all the blacksmiths were really pissed off because they thought they were great and they couldn't be asked to do shitty work. Okay, cool. Makes sense now. Alright, what's your last prediction?
Okay, you haven't said anything about...
Sansa and Littlefinger are going to piss me off all season.
You haven't said anything about Tyrion or the Lannisters.
Cersei's dead.
Or Bran.
Jim's, well, I thought he only had three. Bran's definitely making it across the wall. Bran is going to get back to Winterfell. Bran is going to tell Jon his heritage. Yeah.
So you're saying that?
Yeah.
I think that's a bit obvious. That's a bit obvious, though.
Okay. Yeah, it is quite obvious as well. I did say it, but now you're prompting me to know.
Well, no, you get three. I'm just saying for your third one, there's the people you haven't said anything about.
Tyrion, it would be absolutely awesome if Tyrion, Cersei and Jaime had a three-way meeting. If they had they all met up again. I'd really like that, but I'm hoping that Jaime is like, yeah, I need to fucking kill Cersei. That bitch is cray. I'm going to kill her. And then Jaime joins Tyrion and Daenerys and all that. So then that'll be Team Lannister on Daenerys' side.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't think Jaime will be happy to see another Targaryen on the throne, but no. Then
it might be a little bit, but then his brother will say, nah, she's cool, bro, she's cool, and then Jaime will be like, alright, I trust you, bro.
Yeah, but the last time Jaime saw Tyrion was he let him free from the prison and he went and killed the dad, so
yeah, Jaime didn't seem bothered about that. Jaime didn't, there's no love lost between Jaime and Tyrion, because Tyrion was always forcing him to do stuff.
Yeah, but
all
Jamie
wanted to do was his sister.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, so did you make a prediction, or did you sort of say it would be cool if this happened?
Cersei's dead. I think that was like a cool, it's going to happen, if it would happen. I would like it to happen, but it may not. So that's not a prediction. My prediction is that Littlefinger is going to fucking piss me off and ruin all of Sansa's character development and make her a petty little child who's all crying about the fact that John's in charge, not her.
Right, so you think that Littlefinger's going to try to persuade Sansa to become a...
Yeah, that's going to be a whole thing this season. It's going to really infuriate me.
Okay, great. I like how Callum's made himself annoyed at someone that hasn't, like, not even been teased, really.
It has been teased. You see the way, when they were doing King of the North, King of the North, and Littlefinger just looked at Sansa and just gave him those, like, you know, eyes.
Okay, great. Right, or maybe just like looking at it as in like he wants to have sex with her, like he does, and
he doesn't necessarily want to have sex. He just wants a picture of them two in King's Landing together.
No, he wants to have sex with her, definitely. Okay, so we.
Yeah, so do I.
So should we leave Game of Thrones there for a year?
Edit that out.
God. Should we leave Game of Thrones there for a year and come back to it when it gets close to the?
Oh, it's not going to be for a year because it's being delayed.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
That's news.
That's news.
How long's it been delayed for? Do we know?
They need to film in winter because now that winter is here. They need to film all the scenes in winter.
Is winter here yet?
Yeah, winter's here. John fucking said winter is here.
Oh, great. Okay. So that means we are.
Oh, I also think that the wall's coming down and we're going to see the great big army.
Scott said that, I think.
Show up at the wall in like the last episode or something, because there's only two more seasons left. Season 7 is going to be Daenerys, his whole thing in Westeros, and that's going to get sorted by the end of the season. The last few episodes will be Jon talking to her about the fuckers, the White Walkers, and then we're going to go to a shot of Ed at the wall, Castle Black, and he's sort of talking like, what the fuck is that? And he looks, and it's the Night King and all of his army. And then the Night King does some fucking shit and brings down the wall, and Ed's on the wall and he dies. And that'll be it.
And we all know when that point happens, Chris Jericho's theme music has got to play. We all know that's got to come.
Break down the walls.
Break the walls down. Oh, it'll be great. If there's not a meme made of that, if it happens, it's going to be really upsetting. We'll make it.
So we've got the intro for this podcast then.
Yeah, we have. I've already decided. Is there any news up for this week? Game of Ghost. Oh, so this week I've had my car.
What,
for the first
serious
week.
News?
No, like films. I've had my car for the first week. And I've been driving around. No. This is the news. And every morning when I'm on my way to work, it starts doing this Ghostbusters thing on the radio. And like they keep on like teasing like Ghostbusters and like as a competition where you have to answer your first phone saying Ghostbusters and you win like tickets to go see the film and like a TV or whatever. And
I'd like, be really upset if I won that.
Yeah, so every time I see it, I keep thinking like Callum would hate both his advert and he's like the film's coming out soon. He's just gonna hate like so much.
I'm not that ass. I'm not gonna watch it. I'm not letting it bother me. I don't care.
Okay. But so that's...
It annoys me so much. Trying to be all pro-feminism, but shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Get on with your life. Stop calling attention to shit like this.
Anyway, so
I need to be in charge of the world. I need to sort some shit.
No. God, no. No.
I may come off as a moron and slow and stupid, but I reckon I'll sort this fucking place out.
No. What else?
Yeah.
When does Finding Dory come out? Is that already out?
It's out in America. It comes out at the end of this month for the UK. I've already watched it.
What are the reviews like and what was it like?
95% Rotten Tomatoes.
95%?
It's a good movie.
Give me the IMDb one, Scott. We already talked about Rotten Tomatoes. Carry on, Callum.
But it's... And I know it's a Disney movie. And I know it's not real life. But it's quite far-fetched.
You realise the fish talking, yeah?
Yeah, mate. Said, I'm aware it's Disney.
Okay.
7.9 IMDb.
Scott, I was talking to you about this and you agree with me, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I don't know if I want to say anything because it's a big thing that happens at the end of the movie, but it's just like, really? That's not very Finding Nemo-ish.
Alright. Looking at a couple of...
Is this the thing about the thing in the thing?
Doing the thing, yeah.
Alright. Oh, wow. That's at the end.
Yeah, that's right at the end. That's like the big climactic shit. And it's just
guys,
like...
this is great podcasting right now. that thing, yeah? Yeah, the thing. All right, let me read out the worst Metacritic says, while rambunctious and passably humorous, this offspring isn't really as imaginative and nimble-minded as the Forerunner that spawned it.
Oh, that's fucking imaginative. The fucking... how they get from A to B is just so... It's unrealistic. It's just can't figure out the word. I know it's a fucking Disney movie about fish talking to each other, but it's just like how they break into the rehab center. It's just like, fuck off. That would not happen in Finding Nemo.
Is it the Cars 2 to Cars?
Yeah, because Cars 1 was about it's a nice world with cars and shit. And Cars 2 was, yeah, now you're an international spy and we're going to send you around the world. It's like, what the fuck? What happened there? That's a fucking jump up. And this one, it's got a good premise, but it's just, by the end of it, I was just like, what the fuck is happening here? But still, I enjoyed it. It was fun. Some funny moments. Some cringy moments when Dory's talking whale, but...
Yeah.
When echolocation comes into play.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
It's a little bit, yeah, but... Yeah. Oh, it's got voice actors. It's got, it's got Phil from Modern Family.
Modern Family. Yeah, I just saw.
He's doing a beluga whale, I believe. And it's got Jay doing Hank the Octopus.
Yeah, I just saw here.
Jay, where?
From Modern Family as well.
Oh,
the old guy.
Oh, no.
Not Jay from In Between as well.
Oh. No, I was trying to think of an EOJ that I could remember.
Do you think Pixar's losing some of its magic?
No.
I'm looking at the last films that have come out.
They're all sequels.
And Monsters University wasn't that well received.
It was good.
I liked it. Yeah. I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
Okay, but like, it wasn't like, you know, like Toy Story 3 was like, no. You know.
Toy Story 3 was amazing.
Toy Story 4 is coming out though.
Yeah, it is. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. Carry on. Sorry, Scott.
Inside Out was
good. No,
That was good.
Yeah,
it was very out there, but it was good.
Brave?
Nah.
Brave. It's alright. It's not the best.
And before that, there was Cars 2.
That's shit.
And then coming out, we've got Cars 3.
Oh.
Which is summer next year.
Just can't get enough of that.
Soundtrack by Randy Newman.
Yes, oh, Randy! Yes.
Was a car, little car. Hardly there. And Toy Story 4 and Incredibles 2 were on there.
Incredibles 2. But yeah, they're all sequels. No OG shit.
No, but
the last OG to come out was Inside Out, I guess, if you count that. Yeah, but that's probably not like
that's
a...
very OG. That's very...
That's OG, yeah.
It's not like a...
I'm not. I don't think it'd be like a franchise kind of thing, like Toy Story.
Oh no! I don't think it's intended to be.
They don't need to have everything be a franchise. Not everything needs a sequel.
Like, I know, but
because they're lazy, they can't be asked to think of a new premise. A new.
I mean, the it's just like from like 2003 to 2009, they made no sequels. They made Nemo, Incredibles, Cars, Ratatouille, Wall-E, Up.
Yeah,
that's like when Pixar came into their role, they had to start somewhere.
Anyway.
Yeah, but I mean...
Oh, sorry.
They went Toy Story 2, Bugs Life, Toy Story, Bugs Life, Toy Story 2. So, I mean...
Yeah.
They're very welcoming to sequels from early on. But then they just had that big stint where they were like, let's create the best kids' movies of all time in the next 5 years.
No, they're just fucking lazy.
What I was going to say, but just before we get off Finding Nemo, when I was in Paris, we went to Disneyland. So, sorry about this, Carl.
Don't talk to me.
We went into the studios bit, and like my mum's scared of rides. So I was with my mum, my stepdad, my girlfriend, and me. So it was four of us. And we went into the park, and we've never been on this one ride called Crush's Coaster. So like the roller coaster for like when they're in the current in the first Finding Nemo film. And we thought
I didn't even know the name of it.
But it was like a kid's... It's called Crush's Coaster, I just said. Oh, the what's it called?
Great Barrier Reef.
No, the stream. What's it called?
I know what you mean. Yeah.
I'm not telling you. Okay.
Is it the Oceanic Stream or something? Stream.
No.
Okay.
No.
Anyway, so we like it's like it looks like a kid's ride from outside, and do you like Disney rides have like the take you through the story and it's like bits you look at and you're just like ooh yeah and takes you through the story on a ride. Like I thought it was gonna be something like that. So we took my mum on that. She's terrified of rides. And we should have really got something from Crush's Coaster rather than Crush's Ride. But anyway, so we went on that and like sort of sit. We queued for an hour. Then we saw a sign saying like, oh, don't take pregnant people or people with high blood pressure on this ride. And all that sort of stuff. And there's sharp turns and stops. And we're like, don't worry about it, mum. It'll be fine. So we went and we sit two forward, two back. It sort of spins loosely. And we're like, oh, this is a bit weird. And then it's like that. We went outside and just a little dip, and it was fine. Then we went up a massive thing, and then we went inside. It was pitch black, but some lights, and you start spinning. It's like a proper roller coaster. My mum was screaming; it was terrified. I thought she was going to cry. My girlfriend was screaming. I was just like shouting the whole time. Sorry, mum, because I felt really bad. And then we pulled up, and like I looked back, and I thought my mum was crying, but she was like just like hysterically like I don't know. She was like shaking and stuff. But then like she got off. And I don't understand how every other kid that went on that ride came off looking like nothing had happened. And, like, my mum, like, obviously she's not on rides, but, like, my girlfriend was really scared. And I thought it was pretty, like a decent roller coaster, like, ride. I don't understand how so many small kids went on it. But anyway, yeah, that was a traumatic experience I had over of my holiday. Called on Chris's Coaster.
Summarise that story is, might have promised to turn it to Disneyland then went with people who don't even like rides.
Callum.
It's called the EAC, mate. It's the East Australian Current.
Okay, sorry.
I would have been fucking amazed your experience. They're magical.
But they had a cool thing in some of the queues there now. they have like Wi-Fi spots, and they have like a game that only you can only go on that queue kind of thing. That's pretty cool, I thought.
Yeah, pretty cool idea.
Some of the people that like design theme park experiences of they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do. They're pretty good.
They try and make every minute like there's something for you to do.
It's like you look at like Flamingoland, and it's pretty shit. But when you go to like place like Disneyland, and you realize how much effort they put into it. Like how much like work, everything's like spotless in like Disneyland.
I've never been to Flamingoland.
Oh, well, it's bad, Callum. I'll take you to Disneyland one time. But like everything is like spotless and everything's Disney.
Next time you go, you're gonna go with your fucking wife and your kids, and I'm not gonna get a fucking invite.
We'll take crazy Yonky Callum, it'll be fine. Who just moans and what like refuses to like you'll be more like hyperactive than the kids will be when you're there.
Yeah, yeah,
fucking will. Like, and you're not letting me go.
Let's go on the turtle ride. It's called the EAC, goddammit.
I will slap the shit out your kids if they don't know they're Disney.
Don't worry, my kids will not know the Disney. I'm teaching them.
What's the first Disney movie you're going to show them?
Lion King, I think.
Well, I thought you were showing Mulan.
Oh, no, Mulan's too good for when they're too young.
If you have a girl, you got to show them Mulan.
No.
Yeah. No. Oh, no, but you don't want to tell them Butch.
No, I want them to be old enough to appreciate Mulan before I show them Mulan. They can't go, oh, no, but I prefer... Toy Story. I know Toy Story is good. Let me think of a bad example. I prefer Cars. I'm like, no, fuck off. You prefer Mulan.
Oh, I bet your kids wind up liking Planes.
Oh, is that Pixar as well?
Yeah.
I didn't see it in the list.
I think it's from the Cars world, I think. But maybe
it's just like they've been given to Disney or to pick some Pixar worked in or something.
I think they've got like the name of it, but it might not have been done by them.
Yeah, maybe it's like an off branch of Pixar, like a small group of people or something.
Either way, it's fucking shit.
Oh, I was talking to Scott yesterday, and apparently you've seen this, Callum. I was talking about Disney films. What do you think about Zootopia?
I really liked it.
It's really good, isn't it?
I really liked it.
And this, like,
I've listened to the gazelle song like a million times.
It's Shakira.
It's a gazelle.
No, but it's really good, and the
it's really good.
There's all that messaging about blacks in the community and stuff.
There's a lot to do with that. Yeah, it's like you can't a rabbit can call another rabbit cute, but when somebody else does it, it's not.
And
really
it's like,
okay.
it's like
underlying social themes here.
And it's like it's like the hate crimes towards the predators and the like.
Yeah,
oh.
It's just like, oh, it's so.
Yeah.
I think I watched a film like that the other day.
Did you? Did it have a rabbit and a fox?
No, Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, right, okay. What did you think about Straight Outta Compton, Scott?
No, keep talking about Zootopia. I want to hear about it.
Scott's Chinese has just arrived and he's eating it.
All right, we'll tell you the general gist of Zootopia, Scott. We won't tell the story because you should watch it, so I'm not going to spoil it for you at all. Essentially, it starts off and it's like talking about how predators and like prey used to be like killing each other, but now like a thousand years later it's like a civilized world where they can all live together in this big city called Zootopia.
Primates never evolved, so other mammals did.
Oh, okay.
Everything there is a mammal, I think. Right. The crocodile, I think they're all mammals.
Maybe.
I can't see any birds or anything in the picture.
Yeah, there's no birds.
No,
I'm not sure if there were any alligators or crocodiles or anything. For some reason, I want to say that there was.
I don't think there was. But anyway.
Did I watch another movie recently?
So apparently the mammals are being whatever.
Yes, the mammals are with the primates, not taking over everything.
So, essentially, this one rabbit who's part of like a rabbit, like a farming family kind of thing.
Carrot farmers,
because she's a rabbit.
The animal pun, Scott. They don't stop. They come thick and they come fast.
And so she's a rabbit and she wants to be a police officer, but there's never been a rabbit police officer.
There's
all
never
like
been a rabbit police officer.
They're all like big like mammals like polar bears and lions.
Like an Idris Elba buffalo.
Buffalo and stuff like that. So she wants to be a police officer then. In Zootopia she wants to be a police officer. So then sort of things happen and she becomes a police officer and it's like her shenanigans and being a police officer and not being respected because she's only a rabbit at first.
Oh, yeah.
And then meeting.
To be fair, I wouldn't trust. I'd rather have a great big hippo on my side than a fucking rabbit.
Yeah, but she's good. She learns. She learns to be like nimble and bounce and stuff.
Very racist about foxes. Yeah. And they're all being like, oh, foxes are sly and sneaky. He's like, no, they're not. And then she gets a fox on the side who is really sly and sneaky.
But he's good.
He is
anyway,
good. But
it's Jason Bateman.
Stereotypes of foxes. Yeah, apparently he was going to be the main character. Then they thought they'd add in the rabbit because it just made, like, it's just like Jason Bateman had already done all his lines for the fox as the main character. But then they thought, yeah, it'd be better to go the other way.
Yeah, I think it worked better that way. Although I could actually probably get the message of the sly fox being the main character, of like straight from the other side. Anyway, Scott,
because it'd just been his story about how, you know, his backstory thing, and it's that would have been his whole.
Yeah, I guess
that'd have been enough.
Yeah, I couldn't understand. It would have worked, but I think it was fine. I think it was good.
Yeah. No, I think I agree with this. Well, I say agree. They didn't make a mistake by going the way they went.
No. Anyway, Scott, what did you think of Straight Outta Compton?
Just a question about Utopia first.
Okay.
This is like the 100th animated movie about animals living together, right?
It's like the second one, like in the same time. Yeah, there's like two coming out that are like seem like the same sort of concept, but
Zootopia and Secret Life of Pets.
Yeah, they look seem really similar.
And Secret Life of Pets has got humans in it.
Yeah, and Madagascar and the Madagascar ripoffs.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, like, yeah, so it's another one like that, but it's like it's better.
So straight out of Compton, probably the opposite of
Zootopia. Yeah.
I've been waiting to watch it for a while, but
why'd you wait so long? You love NWA.
Oh, Scott, actually, quickly before you say anything, how much did you know about NWA before?
Probably like 15%.
Yeah,
of what this movie told me.
I probably went about the same as you. Well, like knew of them, didn't know anything like they broke up or anything. I just knew they were a band.
And I had a friend in college who was obsessed with them. So just through osmosis.
Right.
But yeah, I really liked it, despite it being like half an hour too long at the end.
Yeah,
and there being some like obviously like if you know this will be a really good line, but if you're not really in with what happened, then it kind of just goes over your head.
Yeah, well, I'll probably go over my head. But yeah, carry on.
Yeah, all right. That was really good. The acting was really good.
Yeah,
did everyone knew how to go at Ice Cube for casting his son.
Yeah, no, I'm not mad.
No, but everyone was kicking off like, oh, that's clearly bullshit. And then Ice Cube said, like, just watch the movie and then come back to me if you think it was a bad choice.
Yeah,
yeah, that was one of the weird, like, some more surreal parts, because it was like...
So that was a young Ice Cube. That was terrifying.
Yeah, and the guy who played Eazy-E was really good as well, I thought.
Did you see that? I think this is a story. It might be wrong, it might be complete bullshit. I think Eazy-E's son went to go do it, or Dre's son went to go do it.
Easy son auditioned, but didn't get it.
Yeah, that was weird.
And he went off a bit of a stink, but
yeah, that's yeah.
I can see why, because this guy was really good.
No, he was really good.
Didn't know he died somehow. No,
I think the only issue I have with the whole film, this is a spoiler, definitely. Oh, not a spoiler, could happen in real life.
Well, it's real life.
Yeah,
it's been out for ages. It's
yeah. No, well, it's been out. It's been out since like.
Okay. I think it's too coincidental how they were like, we're going to go record again tomorrow, and then he dies tomorrow, kind of thing. It's like, oh, right, great.
That might have been really convenient timing.
Like, really convenient timing that they're like perfectly good friends the day before it
sounds
happened.
Sounds more like inconvenient timing, mate.
No, but you know, like for a film process.
For plot reasons. For
plot, yeah. I think it was really convenient. But, it's good. It's a good film. I'm trying to think what. Is there any of. Oh, I need to go see. Do any of you two want to go see The Secret Life of Pets as well? Because I really want to see it.
Yes!
I really want to see it. It's out now, isn't it?
Yes! Why is it?
Just like. Yes. What happens when you leave the house
and
the pets.
What do pets do when humans leave them?
Oh, so it's Toy Story for Pets?
Yes.
Yeah, essentially. Oh! I know we can talk about. Finally, it's got everyone on listen. Callum, what your opinion on Batman vs. Superman?
Do we have to talk about this?
So not good. Just leave it. It was
no parts I liked, but Batman was good.
Yeah, Batman's really good.
Batman's reason for wanting to fight Superman was a bit shitty. Yeah. Just saying, like, he brought the fire to us. Like, well, no, he didn't. He lived on Earth fucking years, and then this dick came, and he stepped in and stopped said dick from destroying your planet. And now, this is what I don't get in the Marvel movies, how, like, in Civil War, it's like, oh, we need to be kept in check, because, like, when the Avengers step in to save the day, too many people die. It's like, yes, but you do realise had the Avengers not stepped in, way more, like, as in everybody would have died.
Yeah,
I don't understand how people don't see it's like, no, yeah, a lot of people did die, but it is the best outcome, so fuck it. So, but then, yeah, so Batman's reason for fighting was stupid and ridiculous. And then the reason they stopped fighting was it made me fucking physically sick.
It's bad.
It's bad. Awful. I genuinely missed a thing. I was just like, "What? Why have they stopped fighting?" Like, I just genuinely confused. I had to go, like, rewind it and watch more.
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe that that was the fucking reason they came up with.
What do you think about how Batman and Superman are portrayed in it? Superman first.
What do you mean? What?
How, like, the actors... people say that he's just the moany little bastard in the whole film and just goes around moping the whole time.
Superman, he is quite fucking miserable.
And people having issues with his, in the first film, look, like, he obviously killed thousands of people in the whole city and then killed Zod by snapping his neck. And then in this film, still carried on killing some people when he shouldn't really be killing people.
Why shouldn't he be killing people? He only killed bad people.
Yeah, I know, but he doesn't kill anyone.
What's wrong with killing bad people? Bad people should be confirmed.
No, Superman kills people.
So, does he kill people?
That's Batman's thing. That's Batman's spiel.
I'm sure there's a point that Superman isn't, like, he kills a lot of people just, like, with, like, a flicker of wrist, kind of like, oh, just kill him for the sake of it, rather than trying to save them.
No, he obviously tries not to, but it's not like a strict code like Batman.
He's got a strict code like Batman. Batman's code. I fucking hate that theory about Batman.
No, but I think Superman doesn't do enough in the film, people think, to, like, not kill people when he can kill people, kind of thing. And also, Batman. What do you think about Batman?
I really liked Batman.
Even the
fact I didn't agree with his reasons... and stuff like that. I did like everything else.
I really like Batman, except for the fact that he obviously killed people.
Oh, yeah, I was kept thinking that. Like, surely? Yeah, like, it looks like that was... because, like, this is a Batman who's been through all of his shit, and, like, he's been up against all of his villains. So yeah, maybe they've just worn him down, and all that's already happened, so...
Yeah.
Did not expect... big spoiler. I didn't expect the ending to happen.
No.
But it's annoying me because it's obviously bullshit, and obviously that's not going to stay that way.
I know. Anyway,
absolutely. It's like you're genuinely trying to make me believe that this is it now.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck off. There's going to be so many more movies.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, we'll stop talking about it because Scott hasn't seen it yet still.
Scott won't
see it. I'm fine with it.
Do you know what happens at the end?
Yeah.
Superman's not staying dead.
No, not at all.
Not in a million fucking years.
Nope.
They'll go send his body up to the fucking sun or some shit and they'll come back to
him. No, the gravel started moving. He's fine underneath it already. No,
yeah, yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Yeah. It's like in the League of Extraordinary.
Yeah.
That's getting a sequel, I heard.
Pardon?
Have you ever watched League of Extraordinary Gentlemen? With Sean Connery?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Best movie ever. I think there might be a sequel coming up for that at some point.
Old actors or just new actors?
No idea. I think it was a little thing I read on Reddit, like, just glimpsed over it.
Oh, great. So
it may not happen, but some probably, like, talks.
Yeah.
In talks to do sequels.
That was a comic book, wasn't it?
Yes, I believe so.
I think so, yeah. Right.
It was so good. I love that movie. I love the guns. Ah,
so I actually really... I watched that movie when it came out when we were, like, seven or eight or something. Young, yeah. So it was awesome for us.
Yeah, that's why, like, I really like the original X-Men movies.
Yes.
Everyone, like, hates them, and, like, the third one everyone hates on. It was like, I watched that as a kid and I thought it was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, they're all fighting. This is mint.
Yeah.
I get confused by that. It's the same with, like, Star Wars 1 and 2. I was a fucking tiny little kid. I loved it.
Yeah, they were practically made for us.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, like,
very true.
They were made.
I can understand, like, fans who have come from growing up with the first three to then they wait years and they get that shit. But as a kid, I fucking loved it.
Exactly. They were made to get a new generation into Star Wars. And
which it fucking did.
Exactly. Yeah, so it worked perfectly.
Yeah.
They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing.
Well, no. I still think that was a massive... I still think Star Wars Episode 1, 2 and 3 were a massive miscue. But, like, when we were kids, in like year three when the second one came out, like that Yoda scene got, like, I remember Scott always wanted to be Yoda when we switched out lightsabers. Yeah. But like, people, like, looking back at that, everyone fucking hates that Yoda actually fought in his lightsaber, yeah, don't they now? And like, yeah, that Scott absolutely loved that when he was a kid.
I loved that. That was one of my favourite scenes ever. I thought it was well badass.
Yeah.
It was.
But everyone absolutely, like, despises that point. And they have, like, the weird rock fight, don't they, for a while.
Yeah, that was a bit weird. Yeah.
Well, because they're both obviously equally matched with the lightsaber, let's see who's better with the Force.
I thought it was the other way around.
No, I think it is, actually.
Yeah. Well, they're not equally matched with the Force, are they? Yoda's meant to be way more powerful.
Yeah, because he's having to try and save the other two.
Yeah, I guess.
Time. Yeah. He had that in his mind.
All right. I think we should probably wrap this up. All right.
So who wants to be the DJ?
Well, I was thinking, I know you know, like, this sounds really stupid, but I've been looking at driving songs, so I thought I was going to do a driving song playlist Spotify game thing because it's been what I've been doing. Is that okay? No, but I mean,
we don't drive. We won't know any of them.
Any of them.
No, right.
I've had a few lessons. We'll see.
Right.
Okay. Let's go for it. So it's me versus Sea Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is that a nickname of mine?
Because it's just...
Alex calls me it. Why the fuck do people call me that?
Does he?
Yeah, he always calls me Sea Dog.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Yep. Right. Hopefully this works.
Callum. Yeah, Callum.
Yep.
Be My Girl. That's not the name of it.
Right, quickly, Scott, can you get the right full answer, and then you can have the point if Callum does. If not, you can't get the point.
Are You Gonna Be My Girl?
Bye.
Jet?
Yeah, Scott gets it. Sorry, Callum. You just didn't have it all.
Bye, mate. Look at it.
No, but I think that was a fair way to do it.
Yeah,
it does. That's unlucky, Callum.
Yeah, okay.
I've listened to it, I just don't never pay attention to it.
That's unlucky.
So 1-0 to Scott.
Scott.
Yeah. Scott.
Rocky Socks Off?
Nope. Callum?
Nah.
Well, I didn't beep him,
okay.
So...
Wait.
Rocky
Soft,
Rocky.
Man, Rocky Soft, Soft, Dolly. Do you know what I'm just telling you? It's not Get You Rocks Off. No, shit. No, no, man. It's not Rocky Socks Off.
What is it then? I don't know.
Rocks by Primal Scream. Get Your Rocks Off. Get Your Rocks Off. All right.
No, how close?
Mine is Scott's version.
No points. So 1-0 Scott's
Scott.
Scott.
Bohemian Like You?
Yep. Two to Scott.
This is shit. Not that old. I've been listening.
Scott.
Scott.
Chelsea Dagger?
Yeah. 3-0.
She's about to say I've been listening to that.
Sorry.
I've only been listening to NWA for the past 2 weeks.
None of you have been listening to this anyway. This isn't new. Yeah. So don't even try it.
Callum.
Yeah, Callum.
Yeah, that was him.
500 miles. 1,000.
In the brackets.
No. I'm gonna be.
I'm gonna be in the brackets. 500 miles. I'll let you have it. So 3-1.
You can fucking let me have that.
Okay. The white washes off. Scott. Relax.
Yeah.
Don't do it
that?
When you want to get to it.
Relax.
Oh, God, don't do it.
Okay, sorry.
The intro is very different to the song.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay. Right, so it's 4-1.
4-1, yeah.
Game, I don't like this game.
Oh, I feel good.
I don't think you can have that because it says it in
the... No.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. 4-1. I don't think that's the right version of the song. Can't, ignore that.
Mark,
I thought
it was it. This playlist sounds a lot like every other playlist of yours.
No, it's the Carve songs. It actually doesn't have any of the same songs that have new ones, so don't try that.
Sounds like it fucking does.
Well, what was that song?
That was meant to be Maggie May, but I don't think it starts like that, the normal version.
By Rod Stewart?
Yeah. Doesn't start like that, does it?
No, I think so.
No, I'm going to have to change that song. Anyway, okay. I'm going to have to listen to the song afterwards just to make sure I don't sound like an idiot and probably just sound click myself in saying, no, that was a great song. So 4-1.
Scott. Push it to the limit.
Nope.
Damn it.
Colin's got it. It's Danger Zone, Scott. Not push it to the limits.
Walk along. Damn it.
4-2.
Scott.
Colin.
Scott.
And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's?
There we go. 5-2. Final score.
Game.
Oh, Callum. All right. No, all right.
You never do anything good.
What do you mean I never do anything good?
80 shit.
That was 80 is. Shit, half of it.
I think anyone said it's got... always 80 stuff. And Scott, I love it, but Scott is way better at that than me.
Chelsea Dagger is in 80s.
It's
Rocks is 90s.
Off. Yeah, I know. I almost got that one.
You got Top Gun.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I did have, like, in for the Kill by LaRue and Fascination, but I thought it was for me, Scott. Anyway.
Calm, unless it's S Club 7, just deal with it. You'll never beat me.
No, I could do movie soundtracks. I've been listening to a lot of other shit lately.
We should really do movie soundtracks, considering we're doing a movie and TV podcast.
Fucking should, but you guys are gay, and you know.
Alright.
Again, man, anyway. Edit me using the word gay.
I'll just edit that a little bit out. Right. God's sake, Calm. Right, so we're going to finish there. Thank you for listening again.
For listening.
If you like it, subscribe to it so we get the updates every week when it comes out. If you want to email us at electricwetweekly@gmail.com. And any have we missed anything?
Hashtag five stars or die.
What? Five stars or die? Don't hashtag that. have I missed anything? I don't think so. But yeah, thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Au revoir.